Hi, everybody. My loyal fans. So, welcome to episode number 2 of Drive Time with Swirl. And I am not driving a long distance this time, just driving home from work. And I feel like talking, so I'm going to. And today, I think what I'm going to talk about, because you can hear it, is music. And I don't know, I'm just going to talk about some of the songs that I have on a certain CD. The CD is mostly songs from a group called The Boyce Avenue. Shout out to 808 Seduction for the recommendation. They are just this great little group, and they do all these really cool covers of songs that I already like. And so, yeah, there's all that business. So this first one is a cover of the Adele song, Someone Like You. And I kind of wanted to talk about music and the effects that it has and stuff. So, well, what I mean is, first of all, I think sometimes music obviously affects our mood, and it affects how we're feeling, and it can change your mood drastically. And sometimes I think for me, it's more the music than it is the lyrics, which is odd because I am an English teacher. I read, I love words, I am affected by words. I appreciate the power of words. And so there, you know, you would think that the words would move me the most, but I think when it comes to songs that I like, it's often not what they're singing about, but just how they're singing it and the music. So there's that. But one of the things that I have discovered about myself is that when it comes to interpreting a song, I don't often like rely on like an actual interpretation of the song. When I'm, you know, making associations with the song, and when I'm thinking about it, it's often not probably what the songwriter had in mind. And I think this happens because, as I teach my students, there is like 3 or 4 levels in which we take a look at things like literature, you know, like poetry and prose, and I would put songs into that as well. You know, the first level on which we appreciate it is just the comprehension level. That's, you know, I read this story, I read this poem, I know what it says. Okay, it's comprehension level. The next level is the association level, where we start, like, making those personal associations with what's going on in the song. So, or, you know, in the story, it's, you know, oh, well, I read this and it reminded me of that, or this gave me some insight into my own life, kind of thing. That's kind of the second level of, like, appreciating a piece of literature. The third, of course, being analyzing it, and then the fourth being evaluating it. When it comes to songs, for the most part, you know, I stop right there at, like, level 2. It's like, what does this song say to me? And that's just, like, one of the powerful things about language and about literature and songs and music. It's, you know, somebody wrote it and they put their feelings into it and their thoughts, but as soon as they release it out there, literally and figuratively, it becomes, you know, whoever's listening to it. It's now my song. And so that's really cool. So that first song, the Adele, Someone Like You, you know, that's one of those songs that I unfortunately associate with somebody who, you know, somebody who broke my heart, somebody who just, you know, basically just, like, ripped it out and, like, stomped on it and stuff. And so, for me, it's kind of like, it's a little bit angry, a kind of an angry song, just because it reminds me of that, and it's just kind of like, hey, you know what, fuck you. You hurt me, I'll find somebody else like you. So that's the association I make with that song. But I still like the song and I like to sing it. Oh, I love to sing. I'm terrible. I've posted a couple of things with me singing. I'll try to avoid that in the future. But, okay. The next song on this CD is another... it's a favorite cover that Boyz Avenue does, and it's a song that I like. It's the Bruno Mars song, When I Was Your Man. Here, take a listen. Boyz Avenue is doing the cover with Fifth Harmony. So, you know, there's ladies singing as well as the guy from Boyz Avenue. And this song, I don't really, you know, because it's kind of like a regret kind of song. Like, oh, I messed up and I should have bought you flowers and I should have taken you to parties and given you all my time. I don't think I have a relationship in my past that I have those feelings for. So I think this is a song, I actually, it's a weird association with this song. I actually saw a student do a dance to this and it was really cool and I was like, hey, what's that song? I like that. So, I just like this one because I like to sing along with it. Alright. Let's see what the next song is. Oh, this is just Boyz Avenue covering Creed. I'm just going to go like past that because I don't want you guys to give me shit about liking Creed. this is Titanium. I just like the song Titanium. Okay, this next song is great. This is not Boyz Avenue. She's a giggle at a funeral. Cause everybody's disapproval. Should have worshipped her sooner. Okay. Now this song is definitely an example of a song that I just have my own personal interpretation that probably has nothing to do with what the songwriter intended. If you don't know, it's I believe the group is Hozier, maybe? Hozier? And this song is called Take Me to Church. It's a very popular song. You probably have heard it. And first of all, it's funny that I like a song called Take Me to Church. I am not a religious person. I am not a spiritual person. You know, sometimes people are like, well, I'm not religious, but I'm like real spiritual. That's not me. I'm not spiritual. I'm very corporeal. I don't know. I like flesh, not spirit. So for this, like, I'm pretty sure from what I've kind of like read online and heard the guy talking about, this song is like a condemnation of the church and, you know, things like that. But for me, that's not what it's about. I've totally turned this song into like some kind of like BDSM anthem. I know, right? And let me give you some reasons why. Well, first of all, I mean, he uses words like worship and, you know, my lover, my mistress, and he talks about kings and sacrifices and just like all this great like worship, adoration kind of thing. And I really like that. And yeah, I don't know. So the song probably has absolutely nothing to do with that, but for me, it's just kind of like somebody going like, take me to church, like, take me into this world, this like BDSM world. Because, you know, for some people, like, I'm not into it that heavily, but for some people, like, their dom or their top or, you know, their master, their owner is a god to them. It's somebody who needs to be worshipped. And, you know, whereas, you know, I don't mind worshipping some cock, but I'm not going to worship a person as if they are a deity or something. But a lot of people who are in BDSM relationships, it's like that for them. And so it kind of reminds me of that. Oh, no masters or kings, I think he says. Whatever. But just, and there's a lot of talk in this about like rituals and things like that. And it just reminds me of BDSM. Religion is kind of BDSM anyway. there's like punishments and stuff. Anyway, sorry, I just was thinking about how nice it would be for someone to punish me. but there's a line in this song where he says, oh, like, I'll worship like a dog at the altar. at the shrine of your lies, blah, 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 blah. Oh, wait, here it comes. I'll tell you my sins so you can sharpen your knife. Offer me that deathless death. All right, now, I don't know what this dude means. Maybe he's talking about, like, some sort of, like, death and resurrection or, you know, redemption, something like that. But when I heard deathless death, it made me think of an orgasm. You're like, swirls, you crazy girl. How's that work? Well, here's how it works. The French call an orgasm la petite mort, so meaning the little death. And so when I think, like, oh, a death without death, sounds like an orgasm. At least that's what I've decided. Okay, so there's my fucked up interpretation of that song. And just, like, the music is so rich and deep that somebody just needs to be just dressed up in black leather and spanking somebody in that. And the video is hot as fuck, by the way, for that song. Well, I mean, it's disturbing, but it's also hot in the sense that they're just hot dudes making out. And anytime we can have hot dudes making out, I'm all for it. Okay, the next song here, take a listen.
Who do you think you are? Running around leaving scars, collecting your jar of hearts, tearing love apart.
Okay, that song. Again, it's about, like, you know, a relationship that ended and, you know, the ex of the speaker wants them back, and the speaker is saying, no, I finally got my shit together. I ain't going back with you. You fucked me up. Okay, again, I don't have, like, a relationship like that that I would associate with it. But there's a couple lines in there, like, who do you think you are, running around, leaving scars, collecting your jar of hearts, tearing love apart. Sometimes I kind of interpret, like, not interpret, but almost internalize that as if they're talking to me, you know, and it's like you're going to catch a cold from the ice inside your soul. I have been sometimes accused of being cold, and I can be cold, and, yeah. So this song kind of, for me, is a reminder, like, don't fuck with people's feelings, because I can do that sometimes, and I don't know. But, so yeah, like, I think that the speaker is talking to me and I don't associate with the speaker. So it's kind of like, hey, swirls, who do you think you are? Like, you know, like, what are you doing? Why are you fucking over people? Why are you so mean? Kind of stuff. I don't know. All right. Such a good song. Again, this is a Boyce Avenue cover of that song, Jar of Hearts. Oh, let me jump around. Oh, Jeremy. Okay, this song by, this is the Boyce Avenue cover, but it's Pink's Fucking Perfect, or just Perfect. Yeah, this song is really, it's an important song to me because it's one that, like, I dedicated to a team of girls who I coached. And it's kind of like a song that I would dedicate to pretty much almost anybody. Because we all have those voices in our head that are saying, you know, you suck and stuff. And we're always second-guessing ourselves and doubting ourselves. And, you know, everybody needs to be reminded to have good self-esteem occasionally. All right, I'm going to pause you now, my loyal fans, because I got to get gas. Okay, hold on. Okay, guys, I'm back. First and foremost, I would like to say that getting gas is gross. I don't like getting my hands dirty. Keep my mind dirty, but my hands clean. I usually try to plan it so that the car runs out of gas, and then I'm like, oh, husband, you should drive the car because it needs gas. And so he puts the gas in. Okay, so I got gas. All right, so that Perfect song by Pink is a song that I, like I said, I dedicated it to a team of girls who I coached, and because they just doubted themselves and they were down on themselves all the time and they didn't think they had it. And it's basically a song that I've played for a lot of my teams that I've coached, just because I find that that's kind of almost epidemic with teen girls, is they just don't, you know, there's that voice in their head constantly that's just telling them that they're not good enough or they can't, or they don't know how to change that voice. And so I try to help them do that. You know, that's me saving the world one kid at a time and stuff. All right, it's a great song though by Pink, and I love Pink. My God, I would do such dirty, dirty things to Pink. Jesus, she's fucking hot. That's another thing I think of when I hear Pink's music. It's just how fucking hot she is. Yeah. I've seen her in concert a bunch of times. Sexy as fuck. So talented. All right. Oh, this is their cover of Radioactive. It's just a song I like. And let's see. Oh, okay. And then the last song that I'll talk about, because I'm almost home, is this last one. That's right. This is their cover of Wrecking Ball.
In vain we jumped, never asking why. We kissed, I fell under your spell of love. No one could deny. Don't you ever say I just walked away. I will always want you.
Okay, this song. Again, this is a song that, for some reason, it makes me think of the guy that tore my heart out and stomped on it and stuff. Because I feel like I came on too strong with him, and I did. And like the whole thing, just from the beginning, for 4 years, it was just a mess. Just to give you some background, I had this just a huge crush on a coworker that really just turned into, you know, friendship, and then turned into, I mean, I was in love with him. And as you know, maybe, or if you don't, I'll tell you now, I am married, and he seemed to have a problem with that. I let him know that, like, my husband knows I want to bang you, that I want you to be, like, my boyfriend. He's okay with it, but I don't think he could ever get over that. It's a relationship that, I don't want to talk about it. If you listen to the one post I made, like the hate fuck one, that's about him. Yeah, so, but anyway, this song reminds me of that relationship and how I was the wrecking ball. Like, I came in and I was just like, you won't let me love you. Crash, crash, crash. And it didn't work very well. And it ended badly, very badly. It's a big regret. I wish I hadn't gone in like a wrecking ball. And I don't know. It's just how I am. Like, I... if I, you know, care about somebody or have feelings for somebody or want somebody, I want it, and I want them. I want it now. Do you know what I mean? All right. So I'm home now, loyal fans. If you ever listen to my cheerleader and nerd boy JOI, you should be, like, getting flashbacks now, because it started with me in my car like I am right now. See, and those are my keys making that noise in the background. Now I'm just sitting in my car again. In the parking lot. Well, not in the parking lot. Oh my gosh, in my driveway. I should probably get out before my neighbors are like, what the hell is that girl doing again? She's always sitting in her car talking. They're going to think I'm crazy. All right, if you listen to this, thank you. I don't know why. I don't know why you did, but I appreciate it. I know I blabbed on and probably didn't make any damn bit of sense, but that's okay, because it's about the process, right? And stuff. All right, so I will talk at you later, loyal fans, and thank you, as always, for listening to all of my stuff and being supportive. I really appreciate it. Bye, everyone.